Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
I'm Baylen Leonard. This is Absolute Radio Country. And today, I'm joined by a Knoxville, Tennessee, born and bred songwriter turned solo artist. He's written hit songs for people like Jordan Davis and Kenny Chesney, and he's been out on the road with some of country music's most famous names. He has a song catalog that's had over 650 million streams, and now he is striking out on a career as a solo artist. Graylin James, hello, welcome to Absolute Radio Country. Welcome to the UK. How are you finding it so far? Any surprises?
Oh, dude, just the fans that love country music. I mean, I really didn't realize the reach until coming over here, and it's just wild to see what the genre's doing on the other side of the pond.
So you seem to me like you might be a bit of an old soul.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I think of some of the, from your songwriting, I mean, you know, artists in your own right, but also you've written some huge songs like Happy Does for Kenny Chesney. Next Thing You Know, congratulations on that one with Jordan Davis. But you know, you listen to these songs. I mean, Next Thing You Know, that there's some life experience in there. You know, like you've dug into that. Do you think you're an old soul?
Oh, absolutely. I think even though I'm a new artist, still kind of a new songwriter. I've been doing this since I was 5 years old, six years old, literally. And so, anytime, it's like there's no such thing as overnight success, as they say, and I think for me that's definitely the case. But I've had the opportunity to work with people that have really taught me a ton, and I've always tried to be a sponge because, you know, there's people that are legends kind of helping me come up to the top. And so I definitely have a lot of stories and looking to make more over here.
So you started at five, right?
That's right, yeah.
And your grandpa gave you a guitar?
That's right.
And Shane Proffitt, who we were speaking to, like his grandpa gave him a guitar, but later on in high school.
We got great grandpas.
Great grandpas,
Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's right, dude.
So 5 years old.
5 years old, dude.
You have got this guitar. And was it about being a performer? Were you about being a songwriter? Like, you know, because I speak to a lot of people who went to Nashville really just to be songwriters. That was their thing. And then the artist thing came later, you know, whether it's Mara Morris or whoever. Like, they were just focused on being a songwriter. Which was it for you?
Well, I definitely moved to Nashville thinking, all right, I'm going to be a big country star.
Okay.
It's going to happen immediately for me. But that didn't happen because the songs I was writing about my girlfriends in high school were actually not that good. And so I was like, I've got to figure this out. So I just locked myself in my room and figured out songwriting. I just fell in love with it and actually just kind of fell into it. But it's just, country music is unrivaled in terms of storytelling. And I wanted to learn how to tell stories because growing up, that's what I loved about country music, and that's why I wanted to go out and sing and tour. So I just really had to hone that craft before I got back to this and touring and doing the whole country artist thing. Let's go.
How long have you lived in Nashville?
I've lived in Nashville, gosh, 9 years.
Okay, because there's the famous saying that Nashville's a 10-year
town. I know, I beat it barely.
You beat it,
A chin hair, barely, dude, barely.
So being your own artist, you know, not writing songs for other people, writing them for yourself, do you approach it differently? Or do you just write songs and you go, actually, this would be really great for Kenny Chesney, or this would be really great for whoever, or no, this is my song?
You know what, like, speaking of Kenny Chesney, so when I started doing songwriting, and I really did fall in love with it, and I was like, this might be what I'm supposed to do, and I kind of forgot about the whole touring and artist thing, and then I wrote some songs for Kenny, and then Kenny started, like, texting me. He's like, man, you need to start putting some songs out yourself, and that's really when I started to, like, oh, you know what? That is what I want to do, and so I did ask Kenny that. I was like, man, how do I kind of decipher, like, what I want to keep for myself, give away to guys like you and other folks, because, I mean, it's really cool hearing guys you've grown up listening to sing your songs on the radio. But he was like, man, anytime you have a song that you're like, I want to sing this the rest of my life, make sure that you don't ever give that one away.
And, that's good advice.
And so that's always like something like by the end of a writing session or maybe it's 2 weeks later of living with the song, I'm like, yes, I want to go out and sing this every weekend. And those are the songs I'm like, I keep close to my chest.
So you grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's right.
And a lot of country artists come from Knoxville.
That's right.
Kenny Chesney's from Knoxville, right?
He is, right down the road.
Kelsey Ballerini. Mm-hmm. There's loads of others.
Morgan Wallen's from...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right outside.
Right there, yeah.
Yeah, is it a real... I know Knoxville really, really well.
Oh, yeah, let's go, all right.
You know, it's a party town. It was always a party town because UT is there, University of Tennessee. There, yeah. And, you know, it's kind of it was the closest big city to where I grew up.
Oh, nice, okay, cool.
So we would go there quite a lot, and it would be like, oh, my God, you know, the Sun Globe and kind of all of the rest of that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But I never really thought of... Oddly, like, I never really thought about it as much of a music town.
Yeah.
Like, it was a town to go out. It was a town to go shopping in. Mm-hmm. But it seems to have really embraced its music in the past kind of, you know, 10 years or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I always say, like, growing up in Knoxville, it made my dream of being a country singer not so, like, out of this world, you know, because having so many people that grew up around that area, I mean, Dolly Parton, Chet Atkins. I mean,
yeah, of course.
It goes further back than even the guys that are still on the radio, but I kind of just had a blueprint for doing this, and that's why I think there's so many people still coming from Knoxville to go over there, because you do kind of have footsteps to kind of trace all the way to Nashville. And so I think that's the cool thing about Knoxville. But I mean, there's also that college being there. There's great places to kind of go around and test out and see, like, can you actually do this?
So do you make it back to Knoxville a lot?
Oh, a good bit, yeah.
Your whole family's still there?
Yes. I live far enough away. Nashville's about 2.5 hours from there, which is far enough away to get away from my crazy parents, but then I can still get back when I
live. Yeah. Yeah. So do you know Kelsey?
So, I've hung out with all those guys and girls, and it's I've played some shows with them, and anytime we see Knoxville people, we're like, oh, yeah, there we go. This is the Tennessee fam.
Knoxville's really – I hadn't been there in years, actually. And the last time I was back home, I normally would drive back to Nashville and then fly out. It was quite a long drive. And
I was like,
oh, I'm going to spend the night in Knoxville. And it's become so cool.
It's great. Yeah,
and maybe it's because I'm older and I appreciate it more. But also, it's just like – it's really kind of artisanal.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Now, yeah.
Absolutely is. I mean, when I was growing up, it was definitely a lot more of a country town. But, I mean, the past few years, it's definitely it's a great place to go out. And anytime I go back, I'm like, damn, it's changing. I'm kind of getting old and wise. I'm like, my hometown's changing. But it is. I love getting back there.
Yeah. So now that you've got a taste for it,
yeah,
do you want to keep coming back over to the UK?
Oh, anytime that y'all have me, I'll hop on the first plane over. I've had a great time. And again, like, just the country music scene here is, I mean, it's way more crazy than I expected. Mm. And just also as a songwriter, you know, I do really care about lyrics and storytelling, and everybody just hangs on every word over here.
Yeah.
A lot more than the States. So anytime I can get back here and try out songs, new songs for everybody, I'd absolutely love to.
Well, come on back.
Let's go. Let's do it.
And what's next for you?
You know what? Just as soon as I get back to the States, going down to Key West and playing some shows at Old Dominion. And then we're hopping on tour with a guy named Adam Doliak for the spring.
Oh, we love Adam.
He's great. Yeah. He's great. And I'm excited to hear his voice every night. It's like butter. But and then we just got a ton of festivals throughout the summer and a lot of new music.
Well, congratulations on everything that's happening. We can't wait to hear what's next from you.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me.
Hey, that's a pleasure.
Let's go.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Hey, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.